Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. I am Charlene, your hostess. Thank you for listening to this motivational radio talk show where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favored entertainers, business organizations, and households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the read-along. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher, but this show is a part of my more modern and family-friendly Christian faith-based ministry. Today's read-along will be from the book of Nehemiah, beginning with chapter 4. Verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth. The New Monday Show believes it is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Shopping Lounge News. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens, available 24/7. Everyday free shipping with your $40 purchase. Begin now. Sell Avon with my sales team. Startup kits are just $15 with required biweekly sales orders. For an auto shopping consultation with me, you may email charlenestevensdesk@yahoo.com. Just a reminder that this broadcast is not live because the show is participating in summer season activities. There will not be another live broadcast until August. In our prayers box, at this time you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath and slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or what you may have to do this evening. Repeat again. Deep breath. And slowly exhale. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again, and slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique household, upon generation. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the testaments are books, in the books are chapters, in the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from the book of Nehemiah, beginning with chapter 4, verse 1. My audience ready? Let's begin our read-along. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for prey in the land of captivity. And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. For the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, The strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversaries said, They shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them, and slay them, and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass, that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, From all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore, said I, in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places, I even set the people after their families, with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked, and rose up, and said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, Be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible. And fight for your brethren, your sons, and your daughters, your wives, and your houses. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, everyone unto his work. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, and the bows, and the habergeons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. They which builded on the wall, and they that bare burdens, with those that laded, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, The work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place, therefore, ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us, our God shall fight for us. So he labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, said I unto the people, let everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us and labor on the day. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that everyone put them off for washing. Pausing for a moment. So what one of the builders did, all of the builders did. Chapter 5, verse 1. And there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren, the Jews. For there were that said, we, our sons, and our daughters are many. Therefore, we take up corn for them, that we may eat and live. Some also there were that said, we have mortgaged our lands, vineyards, and houses, that we might buy corn because of the dearth. There was also that said, we have borrowed money for the king's tribute, and that upon our lands and vineyards. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children. And lo, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants. And some of our daughters are brought unto bondage already. Neither is it in our power to redeem them. I want to say that again. Neither is it in our power to redeem them. For other men have our lands and vineyards. And I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. Then I consulted with myself, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers, and said unto them, ye exact usury, every one of his brother. And I set a great assembly against them. And I said unto them, we after our ability have redeemed our brethren the Jews, which were sold unto the heathen. And will ye even sell your brethren? Or shall they be sold unto us? Then held they their peace and found nothing to answer. Also I said, it is not good that ye do. Ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen, our enemies? I likewise, and my brethren, and my servants, might exact of them money and corn. I pray you, let us leave off this usury. Restore, I pray you, to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, their oliveyards, and their houses, also the hundredth part of the money, and of the corn, the wine, the oil that ye exact of them. Then said they, we will restore them, and we will require nothing of them. So will we do as thou sayest. Then I called the priests and took an oath of them that they should do according to this promise. Also, I shook my lap and said, so God shake out every man from his house and from his labor that performeth not this promise. Even thus be he shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said, Amen, and praised the Lord. And the people did according to this promise. Moreover, from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year even unto the 2 and 30th year of Artaxerxes, the king, that is 12 years. I and my brethren have not eaten the bread of the governor, but the former governors that had been before me were chargeable unto the people, and had taken of them bread and wine, besides 40 shekels of silver. Yea, even their servants bear rule over the people. But so did not I, because of the fear of God. Yea, also I continued in the work of this wall. Neither bought we any land, and all my servants were gathered thither unto the work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 of the Jews and rulers, besides those that came unto us from among the heathen that are about us. Now that which was prepared for me daily was 1 ox and 6 choice sheep. Also fowls were prepared for me, and once in 10 days store for of all sorts of wine. Yet for all this required not I the bread of the governor, because the bondage was heavy upon this people. Think upon me, my God, for good, according to all that I have done for this people. Continuing with chapter 6, verse 1. Now it came to pass, when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall, and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Onah. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease? Wilt I leave it and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me 4 times after this sort. 4 is the biblical meaning of global, national, north, south, west, and east. So we could say, yet they sent unto me globally from all across the lands. And I answered them after the same manner. Then sent Sanballat, his servant, unto me in like manner, the 5th time. 5th is the biblical meaning of grace. The 5th time, with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, It is reported among the heathen, and Geshemu said it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou biddest the wall, that thou mayest be their king, according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah, and now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together. Then I said unto him, saying, There are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, Their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now, therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Afterwards I came into the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehet Abiel, who was shut up. And he said, Let us meet together in the house of God, within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple. For they will come to slay thee. Yea, in the night will they come to slay thee. And I said, Should such a man as I flee? And who is there? That being as I am would go into the temple to save his life. I will not go in. And lo, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Zebulon had hired him. Therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid and do so and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Zebulon, according to these their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets that have put me in fear. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month, Elul, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters unto Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came unto them. Pausing for a moment, so they sent letters, and then Tobiah sent letters. Continuing with verse 18 of chapter 6. For there were many in Judah sworn unto him, because he was the son-in-law of Sheshaniah, the son of Arah, and his son Johanan had taken the daughter of Meshulalam, the son of Bereshiah. Also, they reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. Continuing with chapter 7, verse 1. Now it came to pass, when the wall was built, and I had set up the doors, and the porters, and the singers, and the Levites were appointed, that I gave my brother Hanani and Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem. For he was a faithful man, and feared God above many. And I said unto them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun be hot. And while they stand by, let them shut the doors, and bar them, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, every one in his watch, and every one to be over against his house. Pausing for a moment. So they had a lot of troops, civilian troops, who were watching over Jerusalem, who were watching over the builders, and who were watching over their own houses. And they worked in one accord. What one did, the other did. What one action was performed, all performed the same action. They were all on one accord. That is the very meaning of the chapters that we have discussed, how these people had worked together, all of them, on one accord. How amazing. Today, can we find people that would work in such a fashion? Continuing with verse 4. Now the city was large and great, but the people were few therein, and the houses were not builded. And my God put into mine heart to gather together the nobles, the rulers, and the people, that they might be reckoned by genealogy. And I found a register of the genealogy of them which came up at the first and found written therein. These are the children of the province that went up out of the captivity of those that had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away, and came again to Jerusalem and to Judah, every one unto his city. Who came down was Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Rahamiah, Nahamani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispereth, Bigvai, Niham, Beana. The number, I say, of the men of the people of Israel was this. And I'm going to read this rather quickly because this is just a chronicle of the people. Beginning with verse 8 of chapter 7. The children of Parash, 2,172. The children of Japhatiah, 372. The children of Arah, 652. The children of Pahath Moab, the children of Jeshua and Joab, 2,818. The children of Elam, 1,254. The children of Zatu, 845. The children of Zechariah, 703. The children of Binui, 648. The children of Babai, 628. The children of Azgad, 2,322. The children of Adonikim, 607. The children of Bigvai, 2,307. The children of Adin, 655. The children of Tur, of Hezekiah, 98. The children of Hashem, 328. The children of Bazai, 324. The children of Harif, 112. The children of Gibeon, 95. The men of Bethlehem and Netophah, 108. The men of Anath, 128. The men of Beth Azimuth, 42. The men of Kershath, Jearim, Jephirah, and Beerath, 743. The men of Ramah and Gebeah, 621. The men of Mishma, 122. The men of Bethel and Aya, 123. The men of the other Nebo, 50 and 2. The children of the other Elam, 1,254. The children of Harim, 320. The children of Jericho, 345. The children of Lod, Hadid, and Ona, 721. The children of Zebina, 3,930. The priests. The children of Jediah, of the house of Jeshua, 973. The children of Immer, 1,052. The children of Pashur, 1,247. The children of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the children of Jeshua, of Kadmiel, and of the children of Hodava, 74. The singers, the children of Asaph, 148. The porters, the children of Shalem, the children of Tur, and children of Telman, the children of Akub, the children of Hadidah, the children of Shobei, 138. The Nephonims, the children of Ziphah, the children of Hashva, the children of Tobaloth, the children of Keros, the children of Sia, the children of Padan, the children of Lebanah, the children of Hagabah, the children of Shamaiah, the children of Hanan, the children of Gideel, the children of Gahar, the children of Reha, the children of Rezing, the children of Nekodah, the children of Gazam, the children of Uzza, the children of Fusa, Seah, the children of Bezei, the children of Menun, the children of Navasin, the children of Baka, the children of Hafka, the children of Hafur, the children of Bazile, the children of Mahira, the children of Hashar, the children of Baka, the children of Sisera, the children of Tamar, the children of Nezariah, the children of Hativah, the children of Solomon's servants, the children of Zodai, the children of Sovereth, the children of Perida, the children of Jehela, the children of Drakan, the children of Gideel, the children of Shevadiah, the children of Hatib, the children of Pusaka, the children of Zabain, the children of Ammon. And our last verse. All the Nephonims and the children of Solomon's servants were 392. Thus ends the reading of God's words. For next time, we'll continue with chapter 7, beginning at verse 61. This has been the longest chapter that I have read in a while before I read along. It has a lot of verses in the particular chapter. This has been your hostess. I thank you again for visiting the New Monday Show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at CharleneOnline.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements. May you have a blessed and productive week. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do. And the God of peace shall be with you.